The man accused of Melbourne's Bourke Street rampage has been released from hospital and is now being interviewed by police. The 26-year-old is expected to be charged with multiple counts of murder. Five people were killed, more than a dozen others injured, when he allegedly ploughed his car down Bourke Street Mall on Friday. The makeshift floral tribute for the Bourke Street rampage victims is growing in Melbourne CBD ahead of a vigil tonight. And Michael Scanlon from the 7 News team joins me on the line from Melbourne. Michael, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
That floral tribute just keeps on growing by the hour.
It's been amazing. I think over the past few days, as Melburnians, we've been reflecting on the bad. Today, it's been, you know, very symbolic of the good that is in Melbourne. The flower shrine has been growing literally by the minute. Thousands of people have been stopping by at a few particular points along Bourke Street. It was our first day back in the CBD after this tragedy struck on Friday. So it was the first chance for a lot of people who, you know, were sort of evacuated from their buildings and saw a lot of terrible things on Friday. It was their first chance to come back to that scene when it wasn't a crime scene, to stop, to pause and reflect, to drop flowers and think about those people whose lives were lost. Many people who did stop by throughout the day today obviously didn't know the victims, but it was pretty important for them, I think, to stop by and have a think about what has happened and, I guess, what their families are going through at the moment.
Yeah, 33-year-old man dead, a 25-year-old man, a 22-year-old woman, a 10-year-old girl, a 3-month-old baby boy, and we even saw police officers dropping off a teddy bear there at that floral tribute spot today. Just heartbreaking. And the issue of bail, this bloke allegedly involved in this was out on bail. There was a stuff up there. We've had the Independent Senator Nick Xenophon today calling for a national review of bail laws following this tragedy. It's been a big issue in New South Wales, and it's an issue again here in Victoria now.
As we heard from Daniel Andrews this morning, he has announced a review into our bail systems in Victoria. That's a 10-week review that will be taking place in Victoria. It's a hot topic here at the moment. A lot of people across Victoria are sick of people who are violent criminals being given bail and they're out in the streets. And I guess it's quite a sensitive topic and we can't go into too many legalities about what happened Friday and the accused person's background. But, you know, that he did have a criminal history. He was well known to police and, you know, something certainly needs to be done with bail in Victoria.
Yeah. Now, what's the latest with the questioning of the alleged killer?
It's a good question, Ben. We know that he's been released from hospital after he was being treated in hospital for gunshot wounds to his arm. I think he was released from hospital around midday, just before midday today, now being questioned by the homicide squad, facing 5 charges of murder and I'm assuming a number of other dangerous driving charges. So there could be the possibility of an out-of-session court hearing tonight, but it depends how long the homicide squad question him, whether he is cooperative this afternoon. So I guess that is a wait and see.
Sure. We think about all those people still in hospital as well, the families of those who've lost their lives, and that vigil being planned for 5:30 at Federation Square. It will be a big one in Melbourne. Thank you so much. We'll see the footage on 7 News. Michael, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Michael Scanlon joining us from Melbourne.